better with his money than anybody else, I believe, it could be. Because I believe the old man's happy. And the first, they get $40 million for the first pension preachers ever had. And this old, he's a Baptist preacher, you know, I'm a Baptist, no church preacher, named Kirk. I never will forget the day he came in the post office. And he got his first check. He got the maximum, $40 a month. And that's what Rockefeller Foundation, you know, they were bad. And when he died, when his wife died, she was getting $90. You tell me a man just start off do things like that, I think he's up yonder. I don't think he's down here.
Could we talk some more about the farming?
Yeah, I ran off again on another track.
What's the place you call where you let the cows and the sheep, other animals, go out to graze?
Pasture. Okay. The range is pasture around here.
Okay. Did you ever raise any cotton?
Yep.
Okay, can you tell me about,
not much. I was getting out of my apprenticeship when my daddy got to raise cotton on his farm. But he had sharecroppers on the map.
What do you call, when you're weeding cotton with a hoe? What do you...
Hoeing it.
Okay. Do you ever have any kind of undesirable grass to grow up there, you know?
Well, nut grass. And that finally got in this country, and I'll tell you, it's... You know, nut grass, that... Thing. That's got a lot of, I had served my apprentice, brother, when I got through with my apprentice and milking cows, slopping hogs.
Let it go.
I wouldn't mow this lawn for $1,000, mowing the darn lawn and bringing in the wood and coal, but it's a good education.
You say that cotton and corn grow in what?
In rows.
Okay, and those rows are out in what? In that level place, it's called
Yeah, out in the field.
Do you have any different names for different kinds of fences that you've put up? Say, particularly ones made of wood.
That's rails. In other words, that's made of wood, splitting rails like Abraham Lincoln used to do. But I've seen them, many of them. Wire fence, barbed wire fence, chicken wire fences.
Okay. What do you call the things that you dig holes to put in ground?
Okay.
So if you have a wall that's made up of a fence, or wall made up of loose stone or rock that you might have removed from the field, what kind of wall would you call that?
You call it a stone wall.
Okay. Say here. You want to make a hen start laying. Sometimes you might put something in her nest to fool her.
It's an artificial egg.
Okay, anything else you might call it?
Well, I know my mama used to put them in, and we had a chicken yard, chicken house. The way she put that egg in there, and it worked, didn't it? Okay. Just an artificial egg.
What term do you use in describing your best dishes?
What?
Your best dishes in the house.
Best dishes?
Right. Uh-huh.
Chai.
Okay. What kind of vessel do you use to carry water in?
A bucket.
Okay. What do you use to carry milk in?
Pail.
Okay.
I'm in it.
You're doing fine. What sort of container do you use to carry food to pigs in?
Slop.
Okay.
In other words, you take a slop. In other words, that's a waste in the home.
Mm-hmm.
We had a 50-pound, 100-pound lard bucket. What we put out of there, and we take it out about twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that gets sour on you quick in the house, especially in the summertime.
Okay, what is the thing that you fry eggs in? What's that called?